Yeah, if you start talking, it's recording now.
Okay. Nick, you've been at Center 70 for a long time, and working within this counselling service.
About 3.5 years now.
Yes. Yeah.
Seems like yesterday, but
wow. You're probably one of the most experienced of our counsellors. How do you started this adventure of yours?
It was a few years ago, a friend of mine saw an advert for a Childline.
Ah.
And just suggested it to me, said, you'd be good at this.
Right.
And I couldn't think of a reason not to do it, so I tried it.
Oh, you embraced it immediately.
Yeah, I mean,
well, that means that you were looking for something like that.
I suppose, yeah. So.
Weren't you aware of it?
No.
No? Wow.
I don't know really why I started it, but it just worked out. So, and that spurred me on then to work. I wanted to train as a counsellor.
Yes.
So I enrolled on a course and. 5 years later, I've qualified a couple of years ago, done some more qualifications since.
You're really enjoying this work, I can tell.
Yeah, it's always different. I mean,
yes.
Different people walk through the door.
Of course.
So it's never.
But you like the variety.
Yeah.
You're really interested in people, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean they're all different. So yeah,
well, do you have any experiences that really impressed you more than others?
Sometimes we're not aware of what's going on with the client, and quite often, after just a few months, the client turned around and said, yeah, I've made this big decision about life, and they've suddenly got sort of clarity of mind, and they've realised what they want out of life and what they've been doing wrong, and they suddenly bring about a dramatic change in their life. And I don't know what part we had in it, but it just seems almost straightforward and simple for them to have, you know, just that clarity of mind has made a huge difference.
Yes. And it's just about talking in a safe environment where there is a safe space, and there are no constrictions, no taboos, you just provide that space.
Yeah. I think, I suppose, one of the common themes with a lot of clients is that feeling of being stuck, and they just don't know how to make the next move or what to decide.
Yeah. How do you unblock them?
Yeah. Well, there's no magic trick.
I can imagine it's not there.
We don't solve it for them. We just help them think about their problems.
Yeah.
And you just help them talk about the problems, and after a while, they just see it from a different perspective.
But you must have an input in making them to approach things differently from when they came in.
I suppose there is a technique in that you get people to challenge their own thinking.
Ah, right.
Yeah. So if they are stuck with an issue,
yeah,
you explore, you know, what that feels like to be stuck, and something will generally come out, and they'll sort of make a realization.
And this, well, I suppose that this is obviously your training that is as a facilitator and therapist that can bring that sort of change. But does it come natural to you, or is really down to your qualifications?
Oh, that's a difficult question. research would show it's a lot of the therapy is down to our relationship with our client. So obviously that's down to our personality.
Yeah.
And if a client doesn't trust us, then the therapy isn't going to work.
So is trust the main the key of okay.
Yes, you have to be. You have to be open with the client. You can't be play acting the role of a cancer. You just have to be yourself and and develop that relationship.
Yes,
and you can't force that. It's just you just have to work at it.
Yes,
it can take time.
How long can that take?
It depends.
Yeah, it depends on people, their personality, I suppose.
It takes a few minutes, it can take a few weeks.
Wow.
And, some clients reluctant to talk.
Yeah.
And you give them the space to not talk.
Yeah.
If they don't want to.
Do you ever had these awkward, silent moments where...
Yes, I mean.
Do you ever had these awkward moments in which clients don't talk at all?
Yeah, I mean, you use the word awkward, but maybe it's not awkward, but
see,
it gives them space to stop and think.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That you won't think that's awkward.
No.
So, okay.
Yeah,
that's probably the reason why they can allow themselves to do it, to just reflect without feeling the pressure.
Yeah, and I suppose it's the other way around. It's you've got to a position where they can feel comfortable to be silent.
Ah.
You're not forcing them.
Of
course. They don't feel forced to say something.
Yes, yes, yes.
They can sit there, you know, with their own thoughts. And,
wow.
There's no pressure for them. You don't want them to say anything just for the sake of saying it.
I suppose that's quite a precious moment, actually, for them, because normally you always feel the pressure of, filling up every space, while there is no need for it, really.
Well, I suppose that the whole point of the session is to give them space to think.
Yes.
So if they need to sit there and process what they've just discussed with you, then you give them that space. So.
Wow, it sounds wonderful.
So you don't force them to talk. You don't have to fill in the silence with a question.
Wow, it feels kind of a breath of freedom.
Mm.
It's freedom, and that you experience then. You make me think that I need some space of that kind.
we have our own therapy as well as part of our training. So, so we experience that as well.
Yeah.
So we know what it is to feel it, and we appreciate having that ourselves. So,
yes. Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting. Thank you. Thank you, Nick.